You're listening to SBS News.
The report card is in, and it shows little to no improvement from last year's NAPLAN results. This year's tests indicate 1 in 3 students across years 3, 5, 7, and 9 aren't meeting academic expectations for reading, numeracy, and writing. The Deputy Program Director of the Grattan Institute's education program, Amy Haywood, says if those education benchmarks aren't met, then students will fall more and more behind.
We should be concerned because that number really hasn't budged over the last 3 years of testing, and we know that it's actually worse for disadvantaged students. So those our First Nations students, students whose parents may not have finished high school, and also those kids that live outside of metro areas in more rural and remote areas of the country.
Around 10% of students have also been assessed as needing extra support to catch up to their peers.
And that's a really frustrating experience for an individual student. So that student, it's pretty demoralising sitting in class feeling like you're not sure what's going on.
The Northern Territory, a region which has the largest proportion of Indigenous students, has fared the worst in the country. The results are unsurprising for former Northern Territory school principal Dr. Gary Fry.
Northern Territory has, since 2008, when national assessment commenced, has always been at the bottom of the rankings. One of the problems that I've seen for a very long time has been the lack of Indigenous representation within the key decision-making layers of the organisation.
He says bicultural education is one solution to improve academic performance.
The Yirrkala School back in 2021 celebrated 8 students who completed Year 12 with 8 R-scores that allowed them to go into any Australian university. They did so through a two-way bilingual program, which the community has been driving for many, many years.
Dr. Fiona Longmuir, a senior lecturer from Monash University's School of Education, says the results are an annual wake-up call for the sector.
It is 100% not a good indicator of teacher performance at all. What NAPLAN tells us most years is that our system is incredibly inequitable. We need more funding, we need more resources, and we need more support for our teachers and our students in our schools.
The federal government says it's made the biggest investment in public schools worth $16 billion. Over the next 10 years, with funding tied to real and practical reforms. Despite some stagnating results, however, there were some positive takeaways. 2 out of 3 students were at the strong or exceeding levels across all skills, while Indigenous students in years 7 and 9 were at the exceeding level in writing and numeracy, an improvement over the past 3 years. The Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority described this year's results as broadly stable.